Hello.
Hello, my name is Natalia and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media agency or political campaign. Today we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. Do you or does anyone of your household work for a radio or television station, advertising agency, newspaper, media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you so much. Just 1 second, please. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote.
I am definitely going to vote.
Thank you so much. With which political party are you registered?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Thank you so much. What is your main racial background? African-American, Black, Asian, Asian-American, White, another one?
White.
Thank you. What is your age? Between 18 to 35, between 36 to 45, between 46 to 55, between 56 to 65, over 65?
6 to 65.
Thank you. If the elections of Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for the Republican candidate. Lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Probably Democratic.
Thank you so much. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. First one is Leonard Spencer.
No opinion.
Then we have Erin Huntley.
No opinion.
Carolina Amnesty.
Negative opinion.
Would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Just 1 second, please. And what about Scott Boyd?
No opinion.
Thank you. And we also have Kamala Harris.
Very, very favorable.
Thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you so much. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting for Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate, Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate.
Leonard.
Thank you so much. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Probably.
Thank you. As you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on four felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing, says these false charges were created by her political opponents and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the elections of Florida State House were held today, for whom will you vote? Carolina Amesty, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Leonard Spencer.
Thank you. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Probably.
Thank you. Due to State Representative Amesty's arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate will run for the seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. If the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom will you vote? Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate, Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate.
Leonard Spencer.
Thank you so much. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Probably.
Thank you so much. If the election for the Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Leonard Spencer.
Thank you so much. And will you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
After all the questions and hearing what's going on, I'm definitely voting for him.
Sorry, probably? Did you say?
Definitely. All right, let's just go with definitely.
You will now be asked just a few short demographic questions before we finish, for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. When you vote for candidates for political office, will you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, always vote Republican?
Usually vote Democrat.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you so much. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Third year of college.
Thank you so much. Would you say college graduate with an associate or two-year degree?
Let's go with two-year degree.
Okay. Okay, that was the last question. Thank you for your time and have a nice day.
You too. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Bye.